BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
English Rose, Episode 5. Daddy Issues.
A group of artists and investors today issued a statement expressing their support.
So the question is, what now for Austin
what
Fox?
What can only be described as an audacious plan to hike up the price
for Austin Fox.
Currently languishing on remand.
Lawyers insist he will soon be released.
After a bond issued today.
So alive. So energized. Young again. Not Botox young. I mean young before I got rich. Before I had Gully. Your tiny nip has changed my life, Rose.
The red neon light from the drugstore opposite flashes across her pale, hopeful face. It gives her hair a pink Halloween frizz.
And if it can do this for me, think what it can do for other women. When you feel like this, you want everyone to know. So what if they're staring at us? Let them stare.
It doesn't help you wearing that.
I like this dress. You don't understand Brooklyn's style.
It's a lovely dress, but it's a wedding dress. And it's odd enough around the house, but out in a diner at 2 a.m. We need to go unnoticed, Maya. You'll have to get used to skipping around in the shadows from now on.
I'm not sure how I'm gonna like the whole living life on the margins vibe.
You'll have to get used to it. My mum's right. We're persecuted creatures.
I'll need to address that. It's not really me. And I'm not sure how I'm gonna explain all this to Austin.
Just tell him the truth.
Honey, I asked the nanny to bite me and she's turned me into one of the undead.
It's true. He knows anyway. I bumped into him at the hospital. Siobhan knows too. She guessed.
Yeah, she's one of those sneaky little bitches.
Maybe I should go around there right now and show her these.
For God's sake, Maya, put them away. It's not a game.
I've not been to a Brooklyn all-night diner since I was at art school in the 90s. I'd forgotten how full of freaks these places are.
Why do you think we're here?
I know we can only go out at night for now, but why do a dive like this? I want to show off this dramatic turn my life's taken.
Maya, stop. We have to talk about Gully. Waiter, bill, please.
Hey, baby, can you confirm you've got the close protection in place? You know, those soldier guys? And that she's gone? Because if it's all clear, I can come home. Don's worked his magic. We finally arranged the bond. I mean, I've got a curfew and an ankle tag, but it doesn't mean we can't enjoy ourselves at home. If it's safe, I'll give Gully a big kiss for me and tell him Daddy's coming home.
Delphine, it's me again. Let me explain.
Okay. Hit it.
What do you want? The short version or the 5-volume Turkish epic?
Short. My concentration's not what it was when I was human.
Okay. Remember how Gully was conceived?
My nutritionist says my womb is a pinball machine. And I have a confession. I'm not 29. But in the end, after all the fertility tests, the infertility tests, all the pain, humiliation, and shame...
It was Austin.
Yeah. Austin and his crappy sperm.
So you got a donor. That was Jack. He shouldn't have done it, but he's young, impulsive, and perhaps trying, as I've tried and you will try, to escape his destiny.
We met him. Just a cute boy on a website. No strings attached. He didn't look like...
He is.
Wow. Which means...
There was no guarantee Gully would be. He might have been normal like you were.
My son's a goddamn vampire.
The taxi driver looks in the rearview mirror, shakes his head, sighs, lights a cigarette. Early hours in Brooklyn must often get like this. Hello?
We need to talk. We will come to you.
No. That's not appropriate. No way. Stay back.
Stay alert. Everyone is looking for this boy. We saw what you did at the hospital. You are stronger than we thought.
Gully's clan want to meet us. She turns, looking suddenly completely forlorn. tears welling in her reddened eyes.
Do you think we'll lose him, Rose? Our boy?
Whatever I say now will seem dishonest, because she's realised this is my exact fear too. We're going to lose this boy, because he's super powerful, and his male clan want to keep him, and the wider male clans want to kill him. And me and Maya alone just aren't strong enough to save him.
I won't give him up. And one other thing. I know my husband. He's vain and deceitful, arrogant and unpredictable, but do you really think he deliberately shot for vampire sperm?
Shoo! Shoo! Go away! You can stand down. Gully's fine. The bird settles on top of the chandelier and preens its long black wing, stretching its claws and looking pretty proud of itself. Not unlike Maya. Maya! You're going to have to deal with some of this mail.
How can I? I can't see anything this crazy gloom.
It won't be long before we can start taking the window coverings down and letting a little light in. We'll increase it day by day. Wait, shh! Listen. What was that?
Something's wrong.
Get ready.
Calm down. Don't sound so excited. You have to use your power sparingly, Maya.
I just can't wait for the athletics.
Maya, shh!
Stay away from her, Maya.
And as he comes down the stairs towards us, Maya lurches forward, and I'm both alarmed and impressed by how up for this she is.
What have you done to her?
I wanted it, Austin. I've never felt better. It's like every cell in my body is expanding.
Give me my kid and let me out of here.
Don't touch Gully. He's not like you. He's like me. Look again.
Get away from me. You're not my wife. My wife is long gone.
Careful, Maya.
Do I need a wooden stake? Do I get my silver bullets and fire them through your heart? That's if you've even got a heart.
Look at me. Maya might be a rookie, but my mother was once one of England's finest vampire warriors, so it's deep in my blood.
Mind control? I want to learn this so bad.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Rose Storm, born on the Turkish archipelago of the Princess Islands in 1850. We washed up in Whitby in the great storm of 1861. We were there long before Bram Stoker arrived. You should have treated me with a bit more respect.
Let me go.
No.
Rose, how do you do that?
Mental concentration. To be honest, it doesn't always work, but the more I practice, the better I get.
But once you've got him under your spell, it makes the next step a lot easier, huh? Can I have a go now?
Okay, but you have to go in firmly and then finish the job. Delphine, it's me. Please, why won't you talk to me? There she is. Earpods in, tottering along, scheming away happily. Oblivious to the dangers all around her. Hey.
Hi.
Oh my God! No, get away from me! Help!
And she drops her coffee. Runs, then turns back and stretches both her arms forward as though she's pointing a loaded gun. And I see between her forefinger and her thumb a tiny crucifix.
Stay back! Get away from me!
Maya brandishing a vial of Botox would have more power than that crucifix, Siobhan. Those only work to repel me if you're a true believer. But as I'm not turning into a pile of ash here on a Park Avenue pavement, and you are sleeping with another woman's husband, I can tell you are not a believer.
What the hell are you? You're not even alive!
And she flings the cross towards me, where, to my surprise, it sparks out a tiny flame as it hits me and she runs. Until I call her back with just the power of my mind.
Oh. What are you doing? I can't move! Please don't hurt me.
That is one of the things my mum did teach me. Not to hurt other women. I wish your mother had taught you that too. You've been mean to me since the day I arrived.
I'm sorry. Let me go.
Luckily for you, I've just fed. So go on then, Siobhan. Run. I'll give you a head start.
This isn't over, you freak! I know what you are!
See, Gully? That's the power you have without even lifting a finger. It's quite a responsibility, eh, little man?
Sorry, I can't take your call right now.
Okay, we're going to talk to Gully's family. Put him in the car seat.
Are you crazy?
Why not? Gully agrees, don't you, Gully? And contrary to popular wisdom, we'll be stronger negotiating on their territory. Strap yourself in.
Why would we be stronger on their territory? There could be hundreds of them. And I'm reminded that Maya is both a millionaire businesswoman and an actor. Abilities she's displaying with Oscar-winning force right now.
You know, there's so many possibilities for your life, Rose. And I don't mean just you. I mean your kind.
Our kind.
Sorry. Yes, it's still sinking in. Our kind has so much potential.
But there are certain ethical considerations, Maya. My mom taught us to do least harm. She's keen that we don't get carried away with our powers.
Such a bad move.
But Mam's not answering my calls either. You don't even know where they are.
Okay, shoot.
Florida.
The Sunshine State? Why would they be there?
As you said, because no one expects it.
Okay. And this beast, if we spread our wings on the interstate, about a 12-hour drive. Though, we'll have to keep stopping for gas. These old Ferraris do about 10 miles to the gallon.
I look back at our sleepy little Buddha and try to assess the risk we're taking with his life.
Tell me about them. First, exactly how many will there be?
Who knows? These male clans can get super big, like armies sometimes.
What else?
They live by old rules relating to men and women. Separation, basically.
Not always a bad idea.
Before they contacted us about Gully, we'd not heard from them for a long, long time.
Then they asked you to apply for the job as Gully's nanny, to check if he was human or one of you guys.
One of us guys? No, they already knew he was a vampling. They were at the hospital the night he was born.
Weird.
They wanted one of our clan by his side to guard him.
To check I raised him right?
No, because there are many other clans all across America who want to kill him.
Kill my boy?
He'll grow up to be very powerful. A warrior. Which makes him a threat.
Got it.
They've been at your pool, the gallery, the hospital. They're probably following us now. And she glances in the rearview mirror, then looks ahead and nods steadily.
Hey, vintage diner.
It's 4 in the morning, Maya.
I'm hungry. Very hungry.
Are you sure this car will be okay out here in the middle of nowhere spooky parking lot?
Who cares? We'll call a cab if it gets torched. I'm just going to use the bathroom.
Sorry, I can't take your call right now. Leave a message.
What can I get y'all? Oh, hey, that's one hella cute baby.
Thanks. Meat. All the meat you have.
Sure. Here's the menu.
I know you don't want to talk to me, but I need to say, if it was possible to live like you suggested, I'd do it. I'd do it for you, but...
Hamburgers, hot dogs, patties, meatloaf, steak.
Okay, great. Yeah, all of that. 2 of each. No, 3. Raw.
Raw?
We're on a special diet. Delphine, we've eaten raw for a long time now, and it's desperate. Like having a mouthful of lies. I've tried it, and I know that life is no life at all. I might as well crumple up my heart and soul and toss them in the bin.
And anything for the baby?
He'll have some of ours.
Raw meat. For the baby.
Okay, scrap that. I have to go.
I got carried away.
I had no idea the impulses would be so sudden and intense.
You drank someone?
I couldn't help myself. He was just standing there having a pee.
Is he dead?
Well, he was on the floor with blood spurting out of his neck. What do you think?
This is a disaster.
By the time I'd finished, it looked like I'd flung about 5 cans of chopped tomatoes.
Oh, no. Maya, no. You need to be quick and clean.
I can see why you need the mind control. I was hungry. What do you do then?
Run away, fast, and hope for the best.
Okay, let's step on it. We need to get out of the state before the cops show up.
We're here, in Florida. We've parked on the seafront. We've come to talk. But you need to keep control of your males. Maya is fresh and very sensitive. If you go wild, she might too.
What makes you think you can just turn up uninvited? Lucky for you, I'm curious. So, drive along until the road curls up a hill. Follow it, park at the wood. We'll meet you.
If that's your choice, Rose, fine. Drink human blood. Do it your way. But don't try to call me again. You're blocked.
Being me and loving a human is like having your heart chopped in two with an axe. Let's go.
I'm scared, Rose.
Well, pretend not to be. You're an actor, aren't you? But as we drive up past the promenade, even I feel the darkening, and my heart's drumming as I see a weather-beaten structure. Not so much a house as a hideout.
That's their place?
Looks like it.
That shack? It's got wind chimes hanging from the porch. I thought it'd be 4-story, heavy stone, an architect-designed high-tech castle.
Maya, this is real life, not the movies.
No, surely not. Over there, sitting on that bench. That hobo can't be him.
He's called Jason.
Are you serious? My osteopath's called Jason. He's a lovely guy.
Denim shirt and a beer in one hand. He seems older than at the pool. Like a grizzled lion. Loose-skinned and battle-scarred. But still dangerous.
You're joking, right? No. That dude looks lame as hell.
These are shape-shifting creatures, Maya. Never trust what you first see. And as I say it, Jason looks right at Maya. He lifts his chin and her jaw drops. Stay steady, Maya. Breathe. Let him come to us. And then it's like all the inky darkness in the world pours out of the woods as he stands and stretches and heads our way.
You thought you would surprise me. Have you got the boy?
Then he's right in front of us, staring directly into Gully's smiling face.
First one I've seen in my whole life. Wow.
Don't touch him. He studies us, swigs his beer.
You look just like your mother, Rose. She was once famous throughout the clans for her great and powerful appetites. Not now. It is a shame.
But whatever happened to her, happened to him too. And this close up, his shabbiness is a reminder of all I've been running away from. Maya sees it too.
Where are the rest of them?
The sad truth of what he is and why I'm here. The never-ending loneliness of our lives. Lives which, she's right, could be so different.
I don't want to come over as a pushy mom, but my son was born for more than this.
I get it. There will be no battalions. No army of males. His clan has fallen apart. In the way Mam says male clans do. Through violence and greed and decadence. Just a few grisly strays left. Pushed to the margins. Hunting for rodents and vermin forever.
He is destined for greatness.
True.
And my fists relax. And my heart opens a tiny bit. And I think Maya's does too.
Hybrids combine the mental cunning of humans with the intense desires of our kind.
That could be super powerful. I mean, if you could harness, and I don't just mean monetize, not just modeling, though all of you, with some restyling, could go in that direction. No, I was thinking more of a far bigger market.
Let us take this inside. The sun is too bright for a fresh one. We have refreshments.
I had something at the diner.
I heard about that. My advice is to be careful about leaving them alive.
Alive?
Oh, no.
Come on in. And take a seat.
Wait, Maya. Stop. I put a hand on her icy arm and hold her back. Suddenly, I sense a crackling in the air.
Go on. Come in.
Through the open door, I see it's dark and hot in the shack. There are a few tattered chairs. A pot-bellied stove blackened over centuries. A few storm lanterns. Not much else. And it reminds me, of course, of my mum's mobile home. He even has the same kerosene lamp.
I don't mean to be rude, but, you know, I was expecting more. Because, honestly, this could be such a vibe.
And then, just when I'm thinking of how to stay out of the shack without appearing panicked or provocative, I hear my name. And I get what I rarely have ever had before. The shock of my life.
Another man in hospital claims he was
attacked. A vampire in a restroom upstairs.
Are hunting two women in a Ferrari Daytona as reports
come. I was just minding my own business.
A warrant has been issued for the arrest of the women.
Police warn the public not to approach.
And walking out of the woods with a composure and command I remember in my soul, without ever having seen before my eyes, comes my mother.
Hello, Rose.
Mam!
What's going on?
And Jason rises, strengthens as she moves swiftly towards him, death sparkling in her amber eyes. Eyes that are no longer downcast, but shining like portals through to all our generations.
Get back!
But Mam keeps moving, and Jason springs forward, red eyes fully on her.
Rose,
help me.
Focus.
And the hypnotic control I've been practicing comes firing on all cylinders. And my powers are buzzing in tandem with hers.
Oh, flipping heck. He's stronger than he looks.
But we hold him with our minds. And at last, there he goes. Down, down, down. Joints jerking in their sockets.
Whoa. It's like a psychic taser. He'll be down for a little while yet.
But just when we think the job is done...
Rose, watch out, again.
Another bunch burst from the shack, some leaping right at us, others scattering away into the woods. And again, we stare, focus, and me and Mam bring them down without lifting a finger.
If Jason had got you inside, this lot would have sprung up. And we'd never have seen you or that baby again.
What are you doing here, Mam?
You were right. We were born for it. We can't avoid it. We're caretakers of all our past and all our powers forever. I see you now, Rose. You've protected that boy with your life.
She didn't rest. Gully trusted her from day one.
Now, let me see this baby.
Here he is. And I won't let him go. I won't let my boy live this rock-bottom life either. He wasn't born for that.
What a magnificent hybrid. In Yorkshire, they'd call that a real bonny lad.
Hey, what's happening?
They're flocking to see your son. Because they know he's a king.
And Mam raises her palms till there is a shaking in the trees, till trunks are waving and bending in the thrashing air, and birds rise from the trees all around, then gather, sweeping and swirling in a great smoky crown above us. And below us on the sea, waves leap and sailboats rock.
Getting a kind of psychic whiplash.
And then the sky bursts,
I thought I'd raise a storm.
Naya gives a little leap of excitement and lands steady on her feet.
And everyone's coming to congratulate you, Rose. Look.
And I look towards where she points, over at the coast, and see my whole clan swarming across high dunes, climbing tall cypress trees, nimble as cats. My sisters, aunts, cousins, coming through the downpour, moving light and fast, stretching, defying gravity in the way that long ago our kind once scaled cliffs in Whitby.
But this lot won't be controllable for much longer, and... Ah. We need to go.
And I take my phone out and step aside. It's a message from Delphine.
Okay, listen. Tomorrow, 12 noon, Central Park by the pool. If you're not there, I'll know you've made your choice. Last chance.
Over there, my pack gathering. In my ear, her steady human breath.
Come on, Rose. Quick. Team talk and then we're off. We're entering a magical period of rapid uplift and sacred expansion. And we can both play into this strategically. Are you coming?
English Rose by Helen Cross. Starred Alexandra Mardell as Rose, Miranda Braun as Maya, and Dimitri Goritzas as Austin. With Deirdre Mullins as Siobhan, Yasmin Özdemir as Delphine, Michael Begley as Randy, Matthew Durkin as Art Guy, Alexandra Hannant as Beatrice, Taylor Kovacevic Ebong as the newsreader, Joseph Tweedale as Jason, and Jane Thornton as Mam. Including the voices of Joe Merkel, Paul Murphy, James Hogarth, Freya Polly, Augusta Chapman, Lloyd Thomas, Becky Ripley, and Ben Caswell. Original music written and performed by Dana Margolin and Sam Yardley of Porridge Radio. Sound design by Ilse Laderman. The producer for BBC Audio in Bristol is Mary Ward Lowry.
Uncanny is back. The hit paranormal podcast returns with a summer special that will chill you to the bone.
It was a real dream holiday, really.
The family trip of a lifetime becomes the holiday from hell.
Whoever was in that room wanted to do us harm. They wanted to frighten us.
The Uncanny Summer Special. Out now.
What do you think was in that house?
Six very frightened tourists and something else that didn't want us there.
Subscribe to Uncanny on BBC Sounds.